This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I'm disappointed. So you're just not going to do it?
Oh, sorry. I was actually taking a note. Sorry.
Thank God it's...
All right, there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, and it's not just any old Friday. No. It's College Football Friday. And it's not just College Football Friday for a few folks. No. It's Friday, College Football Friday for everybody. We had games last night. We got games tonight. We got games tomorrow. We got games Sunday. We got game Monday. We're off on Monday. When this show ends here in 59 minutes from right now, your boy's going to finish out the paperwork, going to make the last couple of edits, put a little audio in. Then I'm going to go home. I'm going to get myself a little siesta. And here's the beautiful part about football tonight. Boys, the wife came to me last night and she said, hey, my friend's son is playing quarterback for Wade Hampton High School. Can we go to a high school football game tomorrow night? And what did Rob Brown say? You're damn right we can, woman. You're absolutely right we can. So, it's Friday night. It's high school football night. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday morning. You know what that means. That means we welcome in the fellas from the Moving the Chains podcast. And oh, boy, we're stepping the game up today. Because, yes, my boy Kevin Thomas is in the house today. But today, and I'm sorry, Kevin, you know what's happening here. Joining us for the first time this season, taking time out of his busy schedule from being a world-class celebrity, my man Jarrell Hendricks is here as well. Fellas, how the hell we doing on a football Friday?
I'm good. I was going to let Jarrell go first, but I guess he don't want to. I don't know.
Did he mute himself again, Jarrell?
No, that's not it at all. No, I'm not muted at all. Kevin's the leader of Moving the Chain, so I always defer to him. Happy to be here. So excited to break down these games. Week one, let's go ahead and do this thing.
I love to hear. Look, Jarrell's like, I'm not here for your niceties. I'm not here for your pleasantries. I'm not here for your small talk and chit chat. Let's talk some football. I respect it. I really do. So let's jump right in, fellas, and let's start, obviously, as we usually do, with a game that you're going to hear right here on the Fan Upstate. Cole Bryson, the voice of the Burns Rebels, as the Rebels back at the crib, the newly renovated Nixon Field, to take on Irmo. Kevin, first off, it is Irmo, right?
Correct. Yeah, Irmo.
All right, because y'all say some town names kind of weird around here sometimes.
Hey, it's part of being the South, man. Come on.
Okay. How would you think it was pronounced?
Irmo.
Really?
Yeah.
He's so weird sometimes.
That's a bit of a stretch there, Rob.
Yeah, it's weird how the letter I works sometimes. There's also a T in Clinton, Kevin, so don't come at me like that, bro.
Hey, it is what it is, man. It is. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. But Irmo Burns, this is one of our games of the week. This is a huge matchup here. Both teams, big wins last week. Irmo went down to Charleston, knocked off the 3A state champs, the Oceanside Collegiate Landsharks. They are working two quarterbacks right now. They got a lefty, Britton Davis, a righty, Dre Dobson. Dobson threw three touchdowns last week. I would think he has the lead in that position, but Coach Brandon said he's going to play both guys. So look forward to seeing them both. They got two stud receivers, Malik Miller, Jamarian Arrington, Amir White running the football. Offensive lineman Nate Carson's a 2027 prospect that everybody wants. They've got one of the best defensive fronts in the state, Rob. We got Major Taylor, a big-time commit this year, and then Jaden Bryant, a four-star for 2027, getting offers from all across the country. They are a problem up front. Burns destroyed T.L. Hanna. Quarterback Kane Rogers did a solid job there. Both running backs, Trey Segura, Jacoby Fuller, both found the end zone. Chu Harris caught a long touchdown pass to defense with Justice Hopkins. Cole Searfalls, Tyler Clark, and those guys look really good against that triple or that run attack from T.L. Hanna. This week is completely different. Dermo's going to throw the ball a little bit. Can Burns stop the pass? We shall see. I think that Nixon Field home crowd there is too much. I think the Rebels moved to 2-0, but this is a heck of a ball game here. Lots of athletes on both sides of the field.
I mean, I got to ask you to give me a projection on this one, pal.
Let me go Burns close. Burns close. I think Segura makes just enough, you know, big runs. But I think the key is Kane Rogers. Can Kane Rogers make just enough throws down the stretch to win this ballgame?
I saw that kid play the last year that I was calling Burns games. I saw him get in for a couple of snaps in some garbage time games here and there, and felt like at the time, if this kid can clean up the mechanics just a little bit, he sees the field well. The accuracy was a bit off, but I at the time, I blamed that on the mechanics. Like, he just hadn't developed into what he was going to be as a passer yet. Where is he in relation to that this year?
He's getting better and better, man. You know, he's getting more and more experience, obviously. And the key, I think, for him, Rob, is that he's got a lot of help. I mean, you got two of the best backs in the state you can just turn around and hand the ball off to. You got a deep threat like Harris, who's electric outside. I mean, it makes Kane's job a lot easier than some other QBs in the state, but he has certainly progressed playing good football right now for the Rebels.
Love to hear it. Let's get Jarrell Hendricks up in here for a minute with a breakdown on Stratford at Daniel.
Well, here's the thing. I'm coming off the bench. I missed week one or week zero, technically. I hate how South Carolina High School League does this. We should just go week one. And Kevin's already in midseason form. So I got to break down this game here and try to follow that up, you know, after he just gives this epic rundown. But this should be a fantastic game if you're over there in Pickens County. Should be a lot of fun. Stratford's coming from Charleston, coming from that Goose Creek area. A long road trip today. This game was kind of a neutral site last year. I think it was 36 to 52 with Daniel winning that game. The Lions, they just continue to reload. They're breaking in a new quarterback in Jace Grass this year, but they just picked up where they left off. They destroyed a really good Chapman team last week, 43 to nothing, but they still got the weapons. You got Trey Wimbley there outside. And then on the defensive side, you got PJ Chancellor, Chris Chancellor's son. So, it's just going to be a very good environment over there in Singleton Field. Going to be a good test for both of these teams. Stratford also coming off a short week. They had to play Monday due to weather. Played a really, really good Somerville team close. This is a Somerville team that played for the state championship in 5A last year. Played it a five-point game, a one-score game there. So expect the Stratford bunch to be much improved this season. I'll give you the prediction early. I like Daniel to win this game. They don't lose at home. I think we talked about it on our show earlier this week. I think they've lost three home games in the last 7 or 8 years. So that's how good Daniel is. They've been really dominant, and I just expect them to continue to do so. This Daniel Lions program is one of the best in the state.
Jarrell Hendricks, you can't ask for a tune-up game when you miss game one because you were holding out, bud. That's not how it works. Who are you, Micah Parsons?
No, not a holdout. But I don't know why you bring that up. I told you I'm a recovering Cowboys fan. I gave that mental illness up about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I suggest that all the Cowboys fans that you have listening do the same thing because Jerry Jones and that family is going to continue to break your heart. You got to let that go.
Cole Bryson is not well, boys. Cole Bryson is not well at all. Kevin, let's keep this bad boy rolling. Let's jump to Fountain Inn at Woodruff.
A fantastic game last year Woodruff a last-second field goal, 130-27. Two teams that I'm high on. I like the offenses in this matchup. Woodruff, they've got a running back, Aiden Gibson, Rob, a 2027 guy, getting a ton of looks right now. He's actually going to be at Carolina Sunday in Atlanta for that football game. They've got a new quarterback stepping in. Connor Davis played well last week for them. Couple weapons out wide. Cam Taylor, a big tight end. Corey Motes, an electric playmaker. Defensively, Sean Graybill is a stud for Coach Sloan and that group there. Fountain Inn is still an up and coming program. I think it's just the second year of having a senior class, so they're getting better and better for Coach Brett Nichols. Love that quarterback, Sam Holiday. This is his, third year starting them, I think it is actually now. He's a really good playmaker for them. They got some weapons around him as well. They're getting better and better. I think Fountain Inn's got a real chance to go win this football game. The fact that it's at Woodruff, I'm going to lean the Wolverines. But I think it should be a good matchup tonight over in Spartanburg County.
I like it. All right, fellas, let's speed run through some of the other games taking place around the area today. I will start with that game I mentioned earlier. I don't know if you have anything on it. Wade Hampton dropped one to TR last week, 13-10. Up against Blue Ridge today. Like I said, the wife wants to go. I want to go in there and sound like I know what the hell I'm talking about. Help me out.
Yeah, I'll defer to Kevin. He actually broke this down during our show.
We'll do it. Yeah, Blue Ridge has got a really good playmaker. AJ Lindsay had a big game for them last week. He's the guy to watch on that side. On the Wade Hampton side, you mentioned freshman quarterback Parker McCrory played really well last year. Last week's going to get better and better as the season goes along. I think Blue Ridge probably a few too many playmakers in this ball game, but should be a tight matchup tonight.
Love to hear it. All right, let's roll on with a few more. Let's go JL Man at Gaffney. Good take. I like it. All right, let's
go. JL Man Gaffney.
Drill, you take this one, yeah.
Okay, JL Man Gaffney. This one could get a little bit ugly here. JL Man really took one on the chin to Midland Valley. Had to play that game on Saturday due to weather. Gaffney's coming off a heartbreaking loss to Independence out of Charlotte, one of the premier programs nationwide. I think Gaffney's going to be, you know, pretty upset about the loss last week. They're going to get right. JL Man may be in for a tough season. It's going to be a cool story, though. Got Bryce Smiley, the head coach there at Man, has a little bit of a homecoming as he played there. Won a state title there. We talked to him this offseason, but I think the Indians roll in this one.
Easily at Wren.
Two teams looked really good last week, Rob. Easily destroyed what I thought was a solid Pickens team. Wren looked the part. Coach Freight's really high on that bunch this week or this year. I think there should be a pretty good football game here. I like Wren by a little bit at home, but two up-and-coming programs, it feels like.
That Wren team is always interesting to me because you go there, and I got a lot of respect for it because, like, It's a stadium that's like straight out of a 1980s, yeah. You know, underdog football team that's just trying to make it, having to do car washes. That team hits, boy. Like, that team likes to go play some old school football.
The defense is really good this year. That's going to be their calling card for sure. They got some new pieces on offense. They're slowly breaking in, but the defense is going to keep them in a lot of football games until later on when those guys do catch up. So I think that Hurricane team could be in for a deep run in 4A.
All right, let's speed run a couple more. Let's go Boiling Springs at Malden.
Boiling Springs, I mean, these are two teams. I mean, Malden is a team that's kind of under Coach Cook. I think this is third year going in there. They're doing some good things, trying to develop that program. And then Bowling Springs, it's kind of a rebuild. Had a good win last week against Greer. Could be an interesting matchup there. I really think this should be a lot of fun to watch.
Dorman at the crib taking on Catawba Ridge.
Catawba Ridge out of the Fort Mill area has the best player in the state. He's a top five national guy for 2027, cornerback Joshua Dobson. If you want to go see some talent, go check him out. Dorman, a huge win. Let's look over Greenville, a Greenville program that's a little bit down this year. Nick Means had 150-plus, three touchdowns rushing. This is a matchup of two teams I think are pretty good, but we're not really sure how good yet. Two teams that, you know, could make some noise in the playoffs, but I've got a feeling that Dorman is pretty good this year, and I think the Cavs win at home.
Jarrell Hendricks, we have got a handful more with about 3 minutes left to play in the game. What's your favorite game we have not gotten to yet, and your thoughts on it?
Favorite game so far, probably be Buford Greenwood. I like this story. Got Bryce Libren coming up. He's the head coach of the Buford Eagles. There is a Greenwood alum. There's been a lot of rumors of him kind of being that coach in waiting there. So we'll see if that actually happens. Buford's kind of been down a lot the last couple of years since they won a state title against a really good Powdersville team a few years back. And this Greenwood team, I really love Tristan Lewis, one of my favorite players in this 26 class. He plays quarterback right now. He's a South Carolina commit. He's probably going to play DB for them. Probably going to be a Nick Emenwori type transition there for Coach Beamer's squad in the future. But I think that's an intriguing matchup. Going to be good down there in the back. I think Greenwood's going to win this game comfortably, but I do like the storylines, and I think it's going to be an interesting matchup.
Kevin Thomas, same for you. Game we haven't gotten to yet that you're most interested in.
Powdersville at Abbeville. I mean, these have been absolute thrillers the last couple of years. Two teams in different classes, but have made a nice little rivalry out of these games. Abbeville's got a couple studs offensively with the Baylor brothers there. They're always good, always a contender and probably a favorite to win 1A. Powdersville scored some points last week, but also gave up a lot of points to Seneca. Surprise there. They've got a big quarterback, Keegan Reed, for Coach Musser that can really get it done there. Tavius Williams is a weapon out wide and on defense for them. Powdersville-Abbeville should be a fantastic ball game down there at Hyatt Stadium in A-Town.
Love to hear it. Kevin Thomas, Jarrell Hendricks, two-thirds of the Moving the Chains podcast. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/movingchains. No G. Same on Twitter and Instagram, and the podcast available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever your major podcasts are found. Fellas, where are y'all going to be at tonight? What's the play?
Looking ahead to the new Nixon Field, Rob. Checking it out tonight. Irmo Burns should be a great matchup.
I like it. I like it. I'll be over at Wade Hampton watching the Generals play. Jarrell Hendricks, you son of a gun. Good to have you back on the radio show, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you and Lonzo welcoming me back. It felt so good. You know, I stepped out this morning, nice chill in the air, but it felt good to jump in the studio. It's fall. It's time. We got high school football tonight, college starting. We're going to be full-blown with NFL next week. I'm just excited for it, guys.
You're excited about the NFL?
Yeah.
Did you hear?
I am.
Did you hear that?
I'm not. No. I told you. I let the Cowboys go.
Jarrell's got a little bit of a delay.
I let them go.
He's got a little bit of a delay, and you're taking advantage of the delay to make it look like he's hesitating to talk, and it's not true.
No. I'm saying I heard the deep sigh. Jarrell, listen, I appreciate you saying you've let the Cowboys go. It's kind of like one of those diseases we don't talk about in public. Like, maybe it goes away for a few months because you got the right cream to put on it, but it's always with you, buddy.
They can't hurt me anymore. I'm a Triplets Cowboys fan. These new brand cannot hurt me anymore. I have moved on. It's all about fantasy for me.
Kevin Thomas, you legend. Good to talk to you, brother. Let's do it again next week, big dog.
Looking forward to it, Rob. I appreciate you, buddy.
Kevin Thomas, Jarrell Hendricks, Moving the Chains. Again, find them on Facebook, Moving Chains, No G. Same with Twitter, X, and Instagram. And the podcast available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. When we come back, I asked the question earlier. I'll ask it again. What is the thing we need to know by the time we end week one of college football for South Carolina, for Clemson, for Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, anybody you want to talk about? What's the biggest lesson, takeaway you're looking for in week one? We'll address that next on the Rob Brown Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. What a day.
Hey, Rob, are we going to do predictions? Because I don't know that you mentioned that we're going to give our scores for this weekend.
We sure are, as a matter of fact. Coming up in the next segment of the show, we are going to run through the College Football Friday and Saturday, the biggest games on the slate, and give our predictions. I'll give you some of my best bets for the weekend and more. Want to thank Matt Moscano for coming on. Matt Moscano coming on the show earlier from ESPN Baton Rouge. Want to thank Adam Epstein from The Game in Richmond, Virginia, for coming on the show. Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation podcast for coming on the show. Kevin and Jarrell from Moving the Chains for joining us in the last segment. We have been stacked, racked, locked, and loaded today as we get ready for football. So, as we wrap it up today, I have asked you all, what's the biggest lesson, takeaway, storyline that we will learn in week one? And obviously, you have to be very careful about week one. I have already said that earlier in the show. I had a bet yesterday on the Nebraska Cornhuskers to cover 6.5 against the Bearcats of Cincinnati. They did not. They did get the win because Cincinnati, for some reason, decided inside a field goal range down 3. The right play was a 39-yard Hail Mary when your quarterback had 69 passing yards on the day at that point. Not great, Bob. Not great. But week one, you got to be careful. The takeaway from me for Nebraska was, look, there's a lot that changed for that program this year. I'm going to give them a week or two to figure it out before I go, nope, that's it. This team is still a fraud. I'm going to give them some time. The acknowledgement must be that it is week one. There will be some knee-jerk reactions, some overreactions, which we will do on Tuesday when we come back from the Labor Day vacation. Now, with that being said, we still can take away some stuff. We can still learn some things. I have given you my what to watch for in Clemson and in South Carolina. For the Clemson Tigers, the question is, do you have even a semblance of a run game? I am not, by asking this question, stating that you don't. I'm stating that I don't know if you do. And I think we will at least get to see an idea. At least I think we'll learn if we have an idea. I think even if they're not wildly successful on the ground against a very good LSU Tiger team, I think you'll at least be able to walk out of that game going, well, the foundation was there, right? And maybe they do. Maybe they go out there and they bust it. I don't know. Maybe we come back on Tuesday and we go, damn, Clemson can run the football. Like, it's not all on Cade. And we may come back on Tuesday and go, damn, they can't run the football at all. They're in trouble. Cade's going to have to throw for 325 and three touchdowns every game to give them a chance. That's the biggest takeaway. Is there, at least for Clemson, the foundation for a successful run game? For South Carolina, the question's going to be, did you put yourself on the map for the voters? Did you create a world where the College Football Playoff Selection Committee at least notices you? Because again, 10-2 will get you in if you are South Carolina this year. 10-2 will get you in. 9-3, you might be, because you do have that tough of a schedule. 9-3 might get you in. You might become the first 9-3 at-large team in the expanded college football playoffs. But if that is going to happen, and I think you should prepare as if it will, because again, the back half of that schedule is rough. If that is going to happen, I think you have to put yourself on the map Sunday. I think you need to blow the doors off of a ACC team in Virginia Tech. I think you need the people on that selection committee who will not meet and vote until November. I think you need them thinking about you now. I think especially because if you go 9-3, those three losses are most likely all going to come in the back half, right? The theory is if you're going to lose, get it the hell out of the way early. You can't. You can't. I've already said, if this Gamecock team does not start 5-0, they will not make the playoffs. Because the likelihood of going 4-2 in those final six games against top 10 teams, it's a strong possibility. I think it is just as big of a possibility that you go 3-3. And if you drop even one of the first five, 3-3 eliminates you from even being considered. If you lose one of the first five, you must then go 4-2 down the stretch. And 9-3 is not a guarantee. If you want to be in the playoff, you need to go 5-0 out of the gate. And in those 6 of 7 against top 25 teams down the stretch, you cannot at that point, you cannot do worse after that than 4-2. So I think the question mark is, did South Carolina do enough against Virginia Tech to where the voters have you in their thoughts a couple months in advance? And then the question will be week by week, do you do enough in these first 5 weeks that you stay at the forefront of their thoughts when it comes time to submit some ballots? Those are the big questions that I have for your two teams. I think there are some other questions that we are going to get answered this weekend. Last night, and let me be very clear, this is not an indictment. I did find it interesting last night that the Big Ten went 0-4 against the spread against MAC-level teams. 0-4 against the spread. That basically tells me that nobody from that conference stood out in week one. It's week one. Don't overanalyze. Don't overthink this. It is just week one. And considering some of the Big Ten teams that played last night are teams that are, I think, going to take some time to get the ball rolling, I do not think it is going to be that way the entire run. I am going to say I was shocked last night that the Big Ten went 0-4 against Group of Five teams against the spread. It means nobody stood out. It means nobody overperformed. And I am looking for, out of that conference.
Was a major Big Ten team playing last night?
No.
Okay, so mostly the bottom feeders.
Correct. But here's the problem with the bottom feeders. If you end up in a spot where Oregon is 10-2, Penn State's 10-2, Ohio State's 10-2. If you end up with one of your heavy hitters at 10-2, what makes the distinction between why a 10-2 team in your conference should go over a 10-2 team in the SEC? Or hell, if I'm right about the ACC, a 10-2 Big Ten team should go ahead of a 10-2 ACC team. If I'm right, I might not be, but if I am. The point here is, if you're the Big Ten, I think right now the conversation is we need to show that we have depth in this conference. Because I think the narrative, at least for me, the narrative is it's not a conference with depth. It's not. It's a conference that's got three good teams, two mid teams, and then a bunch of teams that don't scare me all that much. The question is, can you get the bottom feeders performing in a way that if there is a lot of teams at the end of the year all sitting on the bubble together, can the bottom half of the conference build enough of a enough of a foundation of respect for the conference that the teams in the top of the conference, if they end up in a bubble, can ride the resume to a playoff spot? And keep in mind, this is not just about having teams in the playoffs. This is about the paycheck to the conference that comes because teams are in the playoffs, right? Like, it is mission critical that you make every dollar and dime that you can make. And getting teams into the playoffs is the easiest way to stack a whole lot of millions for everybody in the conference to kind of float all boats with the rising tide, so to speak. So I am going to be interested in what the rest of the bottom half of the Big Ten looks like over the weekend. So let's do this. There's just a couple of thoughts. You're welcome to text yours in to 844-326-3663. Kane leaves a chat comment. He said, does the SEC have better depth? The answer is we're going to find out. But my preseason prognostication is, yeah. Yeah, they do. I think they do. I think this year, and if you have followed this show for any length of time, you know that I have historically, traditionally, consistently been probably one of a very small number of hosts across this region and the South that is always pushed back against the SEC, it just means more narrative. We're the SEC and nobody else deserves to exist narrative. I have always pushed back against it. I'm having a hard time doing that this year. I think there's a lot of good teams in this conference, like a lot of good teams in this conference. Kane, that is the reason I have said, I think 9-3 in the SEC is good enough to send you to the playoffs this year. Hey, with some help. But I think it is possible a 9-3 SEC team this year could grab the 12th seed because of that depth and that quality in the conference. All right. Send your thoughts, 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. When we come back, we take a look at the schedule for tonight. We take a look at the schedule over the weekend. We'll give you some picks, predictions, and prognostications for all the games. And we wrap this bad boy up and head into the college football weekend next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Ups.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Date. All right, let's take a look at the college football schedule here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate as we wrap up our broadcasting week and head into not just a three-day weekend, people. No! We head into the college football three-day weekend. Let's get to it. We'll look at some of the big games on the schedule tonight and tomorrow. Tonight, really just two that jump off the page, 8 p.m. tonight. The Auburn Tigers on the road at the Baylor Bears. Auburn is a 2.5-point favorite in this one. I genuinely have no idea what to make of the Auburn Tigers right now. I have no idea. On one hand, Hugh Freeze is up against it. And I talked to someone yesterday who is a dear friend of mine that covers the Southeastern Conference, who said to me that they think Hugh Freeze is not just on a hot seat. They think that the folks at Auburn are already having behind-the-scenes conversations waiting for a trigger moment. We talked about this with some of the coaches that have been fired over the years. You kind of need that trigger moment to go ahead and fire a guy. And I'm blanking on which one it was, but the NBA coach this year who lost his job with, what, like five games left to play until the playoffs? Oh, Denver's coach, Michael Malone. When Michael Malone got fired, and they were like five games out from the playoffs and had already locked in a spot. And they fired Michael Malone, and everybody was like, yo, WTF. But they lost like five games in a row. We're still locked in, but they lost like five in a row, and they fired the guy. And there were a bunch of people that came out of Denver and said, look, man, like the Nuggets entered this year already looking for that moment. They waited too long to fire him in the offseason. And whether it was because Jokic was done or they thought guys were going to leave because of him at the end of the year or whatever the case was, they were just looking for that trigger moment. I think that might be the case with Hugh Freeze at Auburn. 2.5-point favorites. Sorry, Keegan. I love you, buddy. I'm actually going to call the upset here. I'm going to call the upset unless there is a quarterback shift in this game. Unless, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the rumor coming out of Auburn that Hugh Freeze does not want to go with the guy that they paid a lot of NIL money to transfer there in Jackson Arnold. He actually wants to go with the backup Deuce Knight. The problem being they paid a lot of money to the guy out of the transfer portal in Jackson Arnold. Unless Hugh Freeze makes that shift, Zoe, I'm going to pick the upset and go with the Baylor Bears at the crib over Auburn as a 2.5-point dog.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
I'm going to go with Auburn. I can't believe they have fallen so far that they would lose to Baylor.
Georgia Tech on the road out at Colorado. And while we did not do an audio blitz today because of the absolute sheer number of guests that we had joining us.
A lot of guests.
A lot of guests today. Give me Georgia Tech. However, also give me Deion Sanders with this bite. Oh, why is it There it is. I found it. Don't worry about it. Here's the clip.
Anything about Folsom, about this stadium that surprised you, that you didn't expect?
Yeah. The smell of weed in the second quarter surprised the heck out of me. Like, every game, I'm like, dang. Like, it seems like it's like a light-up quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, so is this the quarter that y'all chose? Like, I'm serious. It's a TV timeout. It never fails. And I'm like, wow.
You know, some of the great traditions in college football, Osceola and Renegade planting the spear, Clemson running down the hill, Space Odyssey playing with the towels waving, Sandstorm kicking up, the Hokies coming out to enter Sandman, and 10,000 joints lighting up across Boulder, Colorado. Best traditions in football.
It is legal there, so I wasn't aware you could do that legally inside a stadium, but I mean, you know.
I have no idea. I also know that that's not going to stop people.
By the
way, like at all.
Much like what happened with Boise State yesterday, I think that Colorado is going to be taken lightly because of the sheer star power that they lost. I'm going to pick Colorado with the upset.
I think Colorado is going to be taken lightly because of the sheer star power that they lost. Unfortunately, good vibes don't replace a Heisman Trophy winner and an NFL quarterback. Good vibes don't do that. Tech wins this thing going away, in my opinion. Let's go to Saturday's matchups. We open it up at noon. The Texas Longhorns on the road in Columbus, Ohio. I've already given my pick. I don't think we have to worry too much about what Zoes is. By the way, interestingly enough, the Ohio State Buckeyes were dogs by 3.5 to open. That line now bet down to 1.5. A lot of money coming in on Ohio State. Give me the Buckeyes at the crib with the dub.
Yeah, I'm just this is the battle of hyped quarterbacks, I guess. Well, I don't guess. We know that Arch Manning has the most hype. I'm not going to bet against the Buckeyes.
I don't think you would. It'd be weird if you did.
I'll go against my team if I think they're going to lose, but I don't think they're going to lose.
I think they could lose, but I am going to take Ohio State at the crib. Let's look at this one. I'm going to tell you right now. This game interests me a lot. It's not necessarily one that has drastic national importance. I do think this one could be more interesting because, and we talked about this at ACC Media Days, I did have some sit-downs with some of the fellas from the Syracuse football team. They are ready to go to war for Fran Brown. I got the vibe about Fran Brown. Very similar vibe to the one I got about Brent Key when he made his debut at ACC Media Days a couple of years ago. Syracuse is a 13.5-point dog on the road at Tennessee. Neyland Stadium is obviously going to be hopping. I'll pick Tennessee in this game. I will say keep your eye on it just in case because it might be sweaty at the end for the Vols.
Oh, that would be rough for because Tennessee fans would – Tennessee's going to win this game. Though.
I think so. I'm just saying keep your eye on it in case it gets interesting. Give me Mississippi State over Southern Miss on the road. Some of the other big games on Saturday. Do not have a line on this game. I don't know if they will come out with one. Navy is going to smoke VMI. I only mention Navy because they are my group of five champion. Indiana at the house, number 20 in the country, taking on Old Dominion. Indiana favored by 23.5 in this one. Speaking of losing the star power, I don't know if Indiana's got it to cover 23.5. I'm not going to touch that game. I am going to say I'm glad Kurt Cignetti's back in my radar.
I was going to say, I heard that coach wins.
Just Google him.
Yeah.
Penn State at home taking on Nevada. The Wolfpack coming to Happy Valley. Penn State 43.5-point favorites in this one.
That's a lot of points.
Hot take, they cover.
Okay.
Hot take, they cover. No. I don't think it's a hot take. I think Penn State's going to win that by 50.
Maybe if it was week two, they would cover, but I don't know about week one.
I think Penn State's going to run the football a lot more than people think they are. I think a lot of people got caught up in Drew Aller, and I understand that. Penn State ran the football last year. Penn State will run the football this year. There's no need not to run the football. And as James so eloquently said on the stream, Nevada is not good. So I'll take Penn State to cover 43.5 in that one. Marshall's at Georgia. Georgia 38.5-point favorite. Same thing. Sorry, Thunder and Herd. You're walking into a buzzsaw. I got Georgia winning the SEC. I think they cover 38.5.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Here's your hot take. The line has moved. Florida State was a 13.5-point dog. It is now Alabama minus 14.5 points. Alabama wins. Florida State covers.
You know, I said I believe Florida State's back. You know,
not
I,
that back.
You know, I don't think Alabama is as good as people are. I'm going to pick Florida State in the upset. I mean, here's the thing. I really do believe that that could happen. And the other thing is, there's nothing on the line for me to do that.
So, that's fair.
Yeah.
I will acknowledge that I am in Diesel and Cole's wire-to-wire upset pick, and I did go with this one because it's one of two things is going to happen. Florida State's going to go 4-8, or they're going to go 10-2.
Yeah.
And there's like there's no in between. I don't think it's 7-5. They're either going to be 4-8, and everybody's going to go, oh, how the mighty have fallen, or they're going to go 10-2, get into the playoff, and everybody's going to be like, yo, what the hell is that? I will sprint through some more through the rest of the day. Florida at home against Long Island. No line on that one. I'll take them to cover up whatever it is. Number 17, Kansas State hosting North Dakota. Texas A&M, UTSA, Clemson, LSU. The Tigers are 4.5-point favorites over the Tigers. Give me Clemson to cover.
You know, almost for decades, I have been on Clemson's radar, and people hate me who are Clemson fans. But if they look back for the majority of the time, I usually pick Clemson to win. I've said before, I'll say again, Clemson is the ACC, especially this year. They're the ACC. And, yeah, they're going to win.
Yeah, I think they
We're going to watch Chip Kelly's face just morph into something unrecognizable.
Georgia State, 34.5-point dogs on the road at Ole Miss, number 21 in the country. The next big games we look forward to on Sunday, obviously kick it off with Virginia Tech, South Carolina. The Gamecocks, 7.5-point favorites. They got to win by over a field goal in this one. I'm going to go with the optimistic view. Gamecocks cover 7.5. I think they got to win this thing by 12 or better.
Yeah, me too. I think they put on a show in the national spotlight, the only game that's on.
Notre Dame at Miami. Notre Dame 2.5-point favorites. I don't trust Mario Cristobal. Give me the Irish, even with questions at quarterback.
Yeah, Notre Dame wins.
And then we wrap it up. TCU at North Carolina. TCU 3.5-point favorites on the road at Chapel Bill. Horny Toads.
Well, you know where I'm going. Because I think you're wrong. And in order for you to be wrong, that means North Carolina's got to win a bunch of games. So I'm going North Carolina.
Fair enough.
All right, time to find out what the X is going on for the last time this week. The first thing that's Xing is Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber Xing because he last night did committed unspeakable acts of atrocity against the Atlanta Braves. Four, not one, not two, not three, but four gigantic dongs put on display last night by Kyle Schwarber. Becomes the 21st player in Major League Baseball history to have a four home run game. The Phillies rout the Braves 19-4. And to the texter who texted earlier and said, Rob, good news, college football's here. You can stop worrying about the Braves. Buddy, I stopped worrying about the Braves 2 months ago. I'm not worried about the Braves. They're trash-tastic. I'm already looking forward to 2026.
I'm not even going to give you a buddy there. It deserved that.
100% it did.
For sure. All right. The next thing it's Xing, I don't know why. I just want to say this. Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius. Why Xing? It's not.
I went there to find out. It was a bunch of philosophical takes.
Yeah, so Marcus Aurelius was obviously a Roman emperor in the like 100s, I think. Like in the 100s, I know that he was either the fourth of the or the fifth of the five good emperors, which is a group where Rome was really kind of at its peak, the ancient Roman Empire, and he was kind of known for having a very good relationship with the Roman philosophers of the day. I don't know why he's trending.
Me either, but I just want to say Marcus Aurelius. I mean, we'll find out why he's trending. I don't know. The next thing that's trending is Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes is trending because adrenaline is in his soul and every thought is out of control. I don't know the answer to that because I have not watched wrestling in 2 weeks.
You're so focused on college football that you missed a few things. So no. I'm giving you excuses for not knowing why. Just had a baby girl.
Oh, yeah. Good for him and Brandy.
It just came across the wire.
I didn't want to
hit breaking news on it. So, but yeah. All right, the next thing that's Xing is, we got enough time. Just a couple more. Next thing that's Xing is Michael Jackson.
Birthday or death day?
Well, birthday.
Birthday. Michael Jackson is...
Can you think of Michael Jackson and not think of the accusations, or can you just think about the music?
Yes and no. That whole situation remains very complicated. And I have, over the years, like, made an effort to understand and get to where I can separate art from artists just to accept mainstream. But I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
Either. All right. The next thing that's Xing is Peacemaker episode 2.
Dropped last night or dropped today?
This is the funniest and most disturbing out of all of the ones that they've had for two seasons so far.
Love it. Love it. I have finished all, but I have to watch the season finale from last year, and then I'll be in.
I laughed out loud. It doesn't happen very multiple times. Tim Meadows is the man. That's all I'm saying.
Tim Meadows is amazing.
He is. All right, and finally.
You don't want this, Dewey Cox. Finally. It's not addictive at all.
Finally, the last thing that's Xing is Lee Corso.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we say farewell to one of the GOATs. Tomorrow, the final broadcast of Lee Corso, a legend, an icon in sports broadcasting, the final college game day of one Lee Corso tomorrow. I'm going to keep it a buck. When we start Bet for the Cycle, the final ever edition of Bet for the Cycle tomorrow at noon, your boy's eyes are going to be red and a little misty. I guarantee it. The ladies' man. Yes, I am the ladies' man. Freaking love Tim Meadows. What? Tim Meadows is in like the GOAT comedian group who's never mentioned in the GOAT comedian group.
He is so funny in this episode. It's his first one. Episode 2 is his first one on Peacemaker. It's hilarious.
I'm going to say more than most other comedians. I don't think you can name me a thing Tim Meadows in that he's not hilarious in. That is it for us. Y'all enjoy the football weekend. We're out on Monday. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Be back here Tuesday because we're going to have a gazillion things to talk about, and we will. See you back here Tuesday on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.